I'm here personally because I feel this is very heartfelt to me. Some of the recent deaths, these boys weren't the service users to me. These are my family, my street family once upon a time. My life's completely turned around and changed. That's why I decided to come back and to try and give something back to these guys and maybe try and inspire them to say, listen, if somebody like me can do it, who was, who was on their knees, didn't have a clue, didn't know what I was doing, I was so lost in life. If I can do it, anybody can do it. And with the help of all the groups working together, we have a static feeding station. It's 7 nights a week, 365 days a year. And we do a hostel as well. And we will go up into the hostel and feed the guys in the hostel because some of them are on low incomes. And we have a feeding station at Warren Street as well. Most of our team members are trained in suicide awareness, legal highs, bereavement, and various other sort of suicide prevention. And there is more training coming up with our organisation for our newer volunteers. As I say, I'm here in support of Amethyst as well and all of the other outreach groups because at the end of it, we're all trying to achieve the same goal, to get people off the streets and stop people dying on the streets. It's 2016. I mean, we live in a society where people walk over the top of homeless people and think, oh, that's terrible. But what are they doing about it? What are our trusted elected representatives doing about it? Absolutely nothing at the minute. They're sitting up in Stormont and they have their expenses account and they have this, that and the other, and they're sticking sort of banquets on at maybe £2,000, £3,000, £4,000 for meetings. Why not open a building? Why not give us some money to work all together as different individual groups and try and get these guys out of the cold so they're not down in doorways, so they have the human right to have somewhere to put their head down where they're safe and warm.
Pops, can I ask you a bit about the position you said you touched on a bit you were in earlier on in your life? What was going on?
I just had personal problems and I found myself in a situation where I was too proud to go to my family. I let myself down too much. But the thing about it is, it was a long time ago. Do you know what I mean? And for me, it's, as I say to the guys, homelessness is not hopelessness. Do you know what I mean? Because the guys look at me and I talk to the guys. And some of the guys, it touches my heart because they go, Tom, you inspire me. And I go, what do you mean I inspire you? And they're like, but Tommy, look at you, you're down here. You, once upon a time, you were one of the boys. So in my eyes, it's me saying, lads, that anybody can do it. With the proper help of our trusted elected representatives, may I add, because people just can't go, I'm going to sort myself out, and it happens in a heartbeat. That's not how it works. Hence why we're here supporting Amethyst with this petition and all the other outreach groups that have attended today to try and get something done.